on this podcast. All right. Welcome back to our loyal listeners. This is Clown Town Podcast, Season 3, Episode 1. We are here with our episode one. Fuck the other one. But we're here with our boy, McGuire. What's up, McGuire?
Yo, what's going on? Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And obviously, is Higgy's here as well.
All right. Let's go, dude.
Fucking loyal co-host out of all the co-hosts we've had, so I appreciate you being on here. But we're going to start off. We have a lot of talking points to get into, But we are in the middle of the baseball season, so we are going to start off with the Sox. They're a fucking nightmare. The Orioles just passed them, and so now the Sox are officially the last in the AL East. Higgy, start us off here. What the fuck is happening with the fucking Red Sox?
They just fucking blow. They literally can't do anything. They can't hit. And if they do hit, they score like 2 runs. But then
no
their pitching will give up like
no
eight.
Pitch. There's no pitching. That's the problem.
The pitching will give up like 8 runs.
What's
every
that,
single game, without a doubt.
What's that line? There's always a silver lining, dude. There's no silver lining.
There's no
dude,
silver
there's
lining.
No, so bad. It's
dude,
beyond bad.
It's like the Adam Silver lining, which sucks.
There is no silver lining. The problem is they have zero pitching. They need to trade. I've been saying this for a while. They got to get rid of Bogaerts. He's not going to stay. He's not going to stay regardless. So if you trade him for some pitching prospects, like you need pitching. Sale is just a complete liability.
Yeah.
And you really don't have like a solid like rotation at all. Like
no.
Not at all. Like you need relievers. You need starters. Like Bogaerts is not going to stay. And they drafted a bunch of people that can play short. Like Jeter Downs kind of blows. But they also have this other guy. Drafted what? It was last year, their first pick. I forget the guy's name. But
was that the international guy?
Yeah. No, Marcello, whatever his name is.
Yeah,
that guy. They have people that are gonna be the future of the shortstop position. So it's like, why not trade Bogaerts now? He's definitely not gonna stay. He already said he's not gonna stay. Like I remember him saying over the summer. So I don't understand why you wouldn't trade him.
Yeah, I don't like. We kind of like. The team should sign Devers over Bogaerts, I think.
Yeah, they're not going to be able – that's the other thing. They're not going to be able to sign both. It's a fuck ton of money.
You can't sign both.
And if you're going to sign Devers, you need to give him as much money as possible. Like, he's going to leave if he doesn't get, like, the $300 mil or whatever he wants, which is going to be ridiculous. But
yeah, he's
like,
going to need a fuck ton of money.
Yeah.
Dude, you got to sign Devers just for what he does at the plate. You ever see him talking to himself?
He's awesome.
Dude, it's so good. He's like – hitting himself on the head, I'm like, I love this guy. Just get right into it, Devers.
Yeah.
It's so
he's phenomenal.
No,
yeah, I mean, they got to sign him. JD, he's going to be there for a while. Like, they have a good base. They just need pitching, and they need, like, reliable.
Yeah.
They don't have a first, like, also, another one of these talking points is, like, the first base situation.
First base is so bad.
That might be worse than the team in general.
If you look at the stats, at only first base in our league, we have the worst first base in the league.
That's fucked. You got Franchi and you got Dalbec. Dalbec can't hit for shit. Dalbec can have two home runs or he'll just go fucking hitless for 6 games.
Yeah.
Dude, he was so good at end of the year last year, and now this year just complete drop off. I don't know what happened to this kid. I hope he's hurt, honestly. Because if he's hurt and like he can come back, great.
Dude,
half
the team is hurt right now.
Dude, we went on that run. That was like, what was
it?
Like middle of June. The entire
it was when
June.
Story finally was like, oh wait, I'm actually like good at hitting. Let me like hit the ball.
Yeah,
and then actually,
for one week, and then that was it.
Story remembered how to play baseball. Chris Sale was like kind of on the come up, like starting to come back, and then he got that. This was like in July, but he got that baseball to the pinky, and now he's like,
dude, he was back for a game. He was back for one game.
I
swear
to God,
3 innings.
The hospital has to just start like paying him an hourly wage at this point. That guy is in the hospital more than the freaking nurses.
Just trade Sale.
So bad for the guy.
Just trade Sale. Trade
Sale.
Sale
is eating up so much fucking money.
If you trade him, it's obviously going to be for next season because he's not going to play this year. So if you trade him to a team that has hopes for next season that can sign guys in the offseason, like, I feel like that's like a no-brainer. Like, you don't need to sell him for that high. Like, he hasn't really done shit for us in like 3 years.
The crazy thing is, that was like Heim's plan coming in, though, was like he just signed a bunch of guys that like had injury problems in the past.
Yeah.
And it's like, now everyone's getting hurt, and obviously everyone's blaming Haim, and it's clearly his fault. It's like, you signed these guys. You kind of got yourself into this situation.
Yeah.
He's got to make a move. The thing is, I don't want to see anyone go. Like, I love Bogarts. Joe, you clearly don't feel the same way.
No, but... I don't like him. I really just don't think that he's a future of this team, like, at this point. Like, he's not going to stay. Like, he's not going to stay. They're drafting shortstops every year.
He's already won. Yeah. He's won two World Series with us.
Yeah, well, I'm saying they're drafting shortstops every year. The amount of money you're going to have to pay for, like, they have a, like, they're not going to draft the shortstop and not, like, want to, like, in the first round and not, like, have plans to have them. You know, like, it's like they have, like, they're going to obviously be in the system. Like, Jeter Downs already playing. Like, it's not, he's just not the future of this team. And that's pretty clear.
I hope he is the future. I hope he kind of picks it back up, but I see where it comes from. It's not that
I don't like him. I like him. He's a good player. He's phenomenal. Like, it's just like, I just don't, like, as a business standpoint, it's like, obviously they made the decision already. And, like, that they're going to pay Devers, so there's no way they're going to be able to pay both Devers and Bogarts. Like, that money in 1 year, like, spending that much is, like, their entire – that's it. Like, that's it. All they can do.
I know, and they also have like six guys that are free agents after the season too.
Yeah,
and
they have so much to do. They have so much to resign.
Let's just be the Dodgers. Let's just pay like everyone who walks through the door. You know?
Yeah, I don't understand that. I literally don't understand that. It's literally every single time the number one player is like on the market, the Dodgers are like, yeah, you know what? Our team isn't stacked enough. Let's just add like Freddie Freeman to our lineup, even though we already have like Cody Bellinger at first base.
Dude, they're the
like, just move him to the outfield for no fucking reason, and just like, yeah.
I feel like everyone that's like on the free agent market, like the Dodgers are interested. They're like, yeah. That's all I've heard about.
It's yeah, stupid. They're just like
Dodgers
we'll
give
you,
the
like, $300 million for like 3 years if you want to play for us, and they're like, all right, why not?
Just everyone throw the kitchen sink at him.
Yeah, dude, it's ridiculous. I don't get it.
I do want your thoughts on Jarren Duran.
Jarren Duran is the worst player in the league right now. after he misread that ball in the outfield by running in like 50 feet. And then like
the worst player in the
league. You learn from like from the beginning of playing baseball, from like T-ball, you learn that like if there's a pop-up in the outfield, you go backwards because you can always go back in. This dude runs in on this ball when he can't see it.
And then he just let it go. Just stare at it for like 10 seconds.
Yeah. And he just stands there and watches Verdugo run from like way left field all the way to center and get the ball. And he just like is standing there like, oh, I didn't just misread that ball.
He
like,
could have at least had some hustle.
He's a fucking moron. And then they start him the next day and then the day after. How do you not discipline him at all because of that?
Yeah, I agree.
Like, how is that something you just let slide? Like, that just shows no commitment at all to, like, the team. Like, it's just so fucking stupid, dude. He needs to be, like, in the minors, like, single A, like, just bench rider, like, fucking this dude is trash.
You really like this guy, huh?
Dude, I do. I was a big fan of him before he came up into the league. And then
dude, I'm going to get you a Duran jersey. He doesn't give any effort.
Imagine.
I feel for, like, why has that been such a big trend this year of just like losing like fly balls? Like, you
oh,
just
I know.
Them in the air.
In the
oh,
air.
God, man, dude, don't get me started on pitchers not playing defense at all. Like, literally, if there's a pop up in the infield, a pitcher just like looks at the ground and he's like, doesn't know how to play baseball anymore. Like,
Sale stopped that one ball with his pinky.
Yeah, but dude. But fucking in that same game where we gave up like 28 runs to the Blue Jays, like literally the ball landed like in front of the pitcher and he just stood there, didn't even look up for the ball once. Like,
yeah,
how are you so entitled as a pitcher that like you're like, yeah, no, the rest of my infield will do the work for me. I don't need to play at all because I just throw. Like, are you stupid?
Yeah, I just can't hang. Manager's like, dude, don't even touch the ball. He's like, you have it on the mound. Anywhere else, just get away from it.
Oh, my God.
It's like, what is it, the launch angle? Every time a pitcher, like, steps off the mound, they throw it to first. It's like a 50-50, I feel like, because they're just so used to throwing from the mound. It's so bad.
Dude, it's so – oh, my God, dude. That game pissed me off so much.
The game was terrible. They're in a really just shitty, shitty slump. And dude, it's not, I don't even want to go to their games right now.
What
were you saying, Maddie?
I was telling you about that Yankees game I went to, the Saturday night game where they walked it off. I forget what the date was. But,
a couple weeks ago.
Dude, that entire game, I was just like, bad day to be a Yankees fan. And, like, little did I know, horrible year to be a Red Sox fan.
Yeah,
like,
they're
that
fucked.
Was, like, the best game ever. And now after that, I'm just – it's like the curse of Bambino again. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Okay, listen to this. Joey Gallo has 37 hits.
Yeah. I think it's that.
Aaron Judge has 40 home runs.
Guy's an animal.
Joey Gallo just
37
sucks.
37 hits in a season. Dude.
Joey Gallo blows.
He's hitting like 121 this season.
That's so
bad. That is so bad. Terrible. That's like worse than Chris Davis on the Orioles.
So bad, dude. That's almost worse than the Red Sox season.
Dude,
almost.
He has 40 walks this season and 37 hits.
That's fucked.
And 400 at bats.
That's terrible.
Like, I'm actually speechless. Like, I did not realize it was at that point. Like, hear things throughout the season, but I mean, I don't follow the Yankees, you know?
Like, dude, he usually hits, like, around, like, 210, 205, but, like, 120 this season? You have 37 hits at the All-Star break? How do you still go out there every day?
Hey, you got all the stats today, dude. Jeez.
Hey, he's got some good stats.
What's Judge's batting average? You know that off the top of your head?
I don't. I think he's hitting 328 or something like that. He's hitting
dude, he probably
a
is.
Monster.
If it's 328, I owe you a drink next time I see you. I'm looking this up right now.
Look it up right now.
Aaron Judge.
It's actually like 297, but like.
It's probably
293. Wow.
Oh, hey, Ziggs is close.
Wow, you're good.
All right, I want to move on, though. I want to last MLB talking point. Obviously, right now, there's been a lot of trade talks because the trade deadline is coming up for the MLB next week. But I honestly think that the number one topic of conversation is where is Soto going to go?
Dude,
I think
he's gonna end up
the hottest prospect in the market right now.
He's going to end up going to the Dodgers for, like, Max Muncy and, like, fucking, like, I don't even
Max
know.
Muncy blows.
Like, they're like, dude, I know. But they're somehow going to make that trade happen because it's the Dodgers. The Nationals are going to be like, you know what? The Dodgers,
it's
like, aren't that good of a team. Like, we'll just get a couple prospects from them.
I think
he's
going to go to the Padres. I think he's going to go to the Padres.
That's actually not a bad take.
I think he's going to go to the Padres. I've seen a lot of things over there. I think they have plenty of prospects to make the Nats happy. And, like, if they get Soto, they have Soto, then they have Tatis, and they have Machado. Like, holy. And the pitching's a joke.
I know. They have like 6 or 7 starting pitchers on their team right now. Like,
that's a joke. And they're
the Nationals can get like one or two of them for Soto. Like,
yeah, literally. Once Tatis gets healthy too, like, holy fuck.
Yeah.
There's a like, what are the chances he stays with Washington?
Nah, he's already declined. They made him a final Higgs. They made him a final offer today.
Oh,
yeah.
Did?
They offered him. They made him an offer this morning and was like, yeah, if he doesn't accept this, he's gone by Tuesday.
Oh, jeez. I didn't even realize that. When was that?
Is that crazy?
Under a rock, my bad.
Like,
no, yeah, it was today.
One last deal. If he doesn't accept it by the end of today, he's gone.
Did you guys see that when he declined their original deal, he was going to the All-Star game and they declined him like a private jet, so he had to fly commercial. Did you see that?
Just
he went to the All-Star
superstar
game.
In, like, Spirit Airlines.
He went literally. He went to the All-Star game on a fucking commercial airline because as soon as he declined that deal, they were like had it all set up. They're gonna fly him there, but then they canceled it.
Dude, they made him rent like a Honda Fit.
just drive down there.
Imagine
just get him.
You just pass Soto on the way to the All-Star game, and he's in a Honda Fit, just vibing.
He's just taking one of those Segways from, like, his little hotel next door.
Yeah, right? He's taking a city bike once he finally gets to L.A. The team won't pay for the Honda Fit anymore.
Yeah, just still, like, he'd say green bike like I did.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. That's a felony.
No, it's on campus somewhere.
Even though they're free.
It's on campus somewhere, but I broke it, so.
Well, now you just admitted to it.
Yeah.
No, you can't do that. All right, we're changing topics. We're going to the NFL. I want to talk a little bit about the Pats. Not too much, but I do want to talk a little bit about the Pats. I personally think that they didn't really do enough in the offseason for their offense to be a powerhouse in the East enough to make the playoffs. I don't know. I might be a hot take, obviously, because you guys are fucking Pats fans. But I mean, really they're better don't than see... the Dolphins
just because of Tua being fucking trash.
If Tua's half decent, Dolphins though. Made so many moves this offseason. That's one of our talking points. They had like a quiet, like, they had like a silent offseason, but it really obviously wasn't silent. People just don't know the amount of in which like, they like you they
hear
signed.
Tyreek Hill, but you don't hear like
Teron Armstead and Mostert and Edmonds and all their draft picks and like they. I mean, Teron Armstead is the best left tackle in the game. He came from the Saints. Like he, I'm not telling like, that's not biased. Like it's he's actually ranked number one. Like
Chase Edmonds had like 11 touchdowns with the Cardinals last year.
Yeah, and then you have Mostert, who's honestly was a fucking powerhouse for the 49ers for 3 years. Like they have a great running game. You have Tua if he's half, and then obviously Trevor Hill, if Tua's half decent and can throw the ball, like that team is fucked. And their defense is completely fine. Like they have Zaverian Howard, CB, great player, and they have two great linebackers. They have their deep line is decent. It's not great,
Is Tua going to have the time to be able to throw to Tyreek Hill, though?
Well, that's what I'm saying, Higgs, right? So they drafted a bunch of O-linemen. Last year, they're going to progress. They're going to be better than they were last year. They signed Teron Armstead, correct? He's the best left tackle in the game. Like, they're working on their O-line because they need to keep him healthy. So I think that that's what they did. That was their main priority this offseason. They signed a bunch of O-linemen, and they're working on they had three first round draft picks last year and two out of the three were O-linemen. So
and they had two next year too.
Yeah, and they had two next year. But what I'm saying is like those two guys, O-linemen, they're gonna be fucking supposed to be phenomenal. And they signed another O-lineman besides Toronto. Like their O-line is gonna be phenomenal mid season. The question is, can Tua do it? And
Is Tua's arm going
to They
last
need
the
to be able
going
to
– like 60-yard passes to Tyreek Hill like nonstop. Is that going to like affect him at all?
Yeah. They need to be able to build around him.
I'm a little – I don't know about Miami, dude. Here's the thing. I think Tua is like – he's known as a good quarterback, but I still think he's underrated. You remember the beginning of last season? He went – I think they won – it was like 8-1 to start the season. 8 wins,
wasn't
one
that,
loss.
Was that with Fitzpatrick?
No, that was with Tua, and then Tua got hurt, and they just went on a complete skid, dude. And everyone was blaming Brian Flores, and I remember Tua, like, I'm looking at the stat sheet, and I'm like, dude, he got hurt, like, week 9. They're losing every game since then. Then he came back, and they went on a crazy run. Or it might have been, like, opposite, whatever it was. Like, maybe they lost the first 8, but they went on a massive run. And then they fired Brian Flores, and they hired Mike.
So well, yeah,
Mike
Flores thing was a shit show. But
yeah, that's amazing.
They
should have
kept Flores. It didn't make any sense why they fired him.
The thing that I don't like is they hired Mike McDaniel, and I honestly don't know much about the guy. But a new coach, first year coach, it's always kind of rocky water starting off, and it could be a toss up. You know, like everyone had high hopes for Urban Meyer in Jacksonville, and look how that turned out, you know.
He used to be the coach for fucking Cowboys, right?
Cool.
Who
was it?
I don't remember actually. Mike McDaniel.
No. He was he was the OC for the 49ers.
Dude, Joe knows everything.
Who the fuck am I thinking? Where did he coach for the Cowboys?
he was the OC for the 49ers for 3 years, and then before that, he was probably like an assistant somewhere. He might have been an assistant to the Cowboys, but he was never the head coach.
Where'd the head coach of the Cowboys go, though?
Who?
I can't think of his name. Why can't I think of his name?
I mean, Mike McCarthy is who you're thinking
yeah,
of.
Yeah, that's who I'm thinking of.
Yeah, he's the current head coach. Yeah, he's still there. Yeah, he's terrible. He's a fucking joke.
Yeah, no, he fucking blows.
He's terrible. Oh, my God.
He's still on Jason Garrett.
No, Garrett, actually.
Classic.
Dude, fuck
they loved that guy for like no reason, dude. I was never a fan. Can we hop back into New England real quick?
Yeah, let's hop back into New England. Mac Jones, talk about it.
Dude,
Devontae Parker's nasty.
Devontae Parker is so sick. during training camp. I just keep seeing videos of him making nasty catches. Mac dropping dimes, dude.
Yeah.
It's honest, it's hyping me up. All the experts everywhere, parentheses, they're saying that like the Patriots are just gonna be like a middle of the road team. I don't think so.
Mac Jones is so much better than he was last year.
Dude,
he's like in this so much better shape this year than he was last year.
This guy is eating only protein powder and just drinking water. That's all it is. Like steak, protein powder, and water. That's it. I don't know what this guy's doing, but he bulked up. He's looking nasty. He's taking pictures with 5-year olds on the sidelines after practice. Just all around a nice guy. Stud. They're gonna be good. Everyone's saying they're not. Johnny Smith bounced back here. He was
Let me ask you a question. I really honestly don't think that the amount of moves they did this offseason is okay. But
they made the playoffs last year.
Yeah, but barely, and they got fucked by the fucking Bills.
But the Saints haven't made that many moves this offseason. They didn't make.
It's not sure. That's. I really just. I do you want? I could just go off at you right now. It's obviously not true.
What is Michael Thomas going to last more than 2 games?
He's healthy.
We got
Jarvis.
Is he going to last more than 2 games though? Hold on a second.
We got Jarvis Landry. Traded up to get Olave.
Is he still on like the Dolphins when he was good?
He was phenomenal.
What year is it?
At the Browns. We traded up to get Olave. We got Tyrann Mathieu. We got Marcus May. We've re-signed
Tyrann Mathieu. Fucking the Cardinals like released him because he was a fucking like joke.
I actually think that's a good move by them.
Yeah, Tyrann Mathieu's phenomenal.
Tyrann Matthew's actually nasty. But Jarvis Landry... Jarvis Landry hasn't been good since the Dolphins.
That's not true.
It's been like 6 years since he had like any type of good season.
Dude, they're going to be fine. So the question is if Jameis can do it, which he did it last year until he got hurt. I think they're fine. We didn't make the playoffs last year because we had fucking Ian Book as our QB for a couple games. Like... We had a bunch of practice players on the field. Like
no,
we had
what's his name? Your favorite player?
I hate Taysom Hill.
Taysom Hill, yeah, dude. Taysom Hill's fucking beast. You love that.
I hate Taysom Hill. You know I hate Taysom Hill.
That is a complete lie. Nice you wore Taysom Hill jersey.
Taysom Hill sucks. I don't have a Taysom Hill jersey. I would shoot myself before I got a Taysom Hill jersey.
Okay, well you're already dead. What is going on here?
I don't have a Taysom Hill jersey. I would never wear a Taysom Hill jersey. You know, people that have Jackie.
Can I play some like clips from like our last podcast where you just were talking?
Yeah. Oh my god!
Taysom Hill for like an hour.
I have shout out Taysom Hill in every possible.
I'm bringing up the notes. I'm bringing them up.
I'm just saying, like, if Jack G was here, he would back me up here. I hate Taysom Hill. I think he's gonna be a good
fan.
I think Taysom Hill is gonna be a good tight end. He's gonna be a tight end. He's technically the T1.
Real quick, going back to Ian Book, I loved when he came in and everyone was like, "Oh, you gotta be hyped up for this
guy."
Yeah,
then he picks six. But you can't blame him though. It's not his fault.
No. You can't blame him. I'm not like
the situation that he was put in was fucked.
I just love
a professional football team. Yeah, that's fucked.
I just get jacked up about like all the hype for like a quarterback like going in for his first time. It's so fun to watch, even though like they might suck. Ian Book's case, not saying he's a bad quarterback. He sucked that one time, maybe a few other times, but he's young. He'll bounce back. He'll figure it out.
He also had his number one receiver was Marcus Callaway, who can't run routes. Like nobody knows the extent of the situation that we were in. We had the most injuries out of any team in the NFL last year. We're healthy. We're good to go. We have reinforcements. We're ready to go. I don't want to talk about
Michael Thomas hasn't played a season.
I'm not
going
to get into this. Higgy just loves to get me fired up. We're going to move on he just wants to get me fired up. I'm not going to
end it. It's definitely not working. No, no.
No, it's not working.
No, let's go back to Jonnu Smith though. Let's go back to Jonnu Smith. Jonnu Smith like has to be better.
Fuck Jonnu Smith.
He fucking sucked last year.
He was terrible last year. Jonnu Smith didn't do anything.
He was so bad.
Hunter Henry was a beast.
So bad. But Hunter Henry had like 12 touchdowns, like the most in his career. Like if fucking like
Jonnu Smith can do like half of that, it's a totally different situation.
Yeah.
Literally, defenses will have to prepare for two massive tight ends. Like, it's a whole like if we can have a couple touchdowns in the beginning of the season, everyone's entire game plan will have to change.
Yeah, they prepared for it last year, and then fucking, like, they would throw the Jonnu Smith, and he would drop it, and he'd be like, all right, well, I guess we don't need to cover him. And then he'd be wide open, dude. They pass
exactly,
him, and
drop
again. They're like,
well, I'm telling you, like, if he's half decent, like, everybody's deep, everybody's fucking plan has to change.
Pats relied on him so heavily in the beginning of the year, and then he just couldn't do it. And that's what we started out, 2-4. And we just, like, couldn't hack it, and then we started throwing a Hunter Henry, and the guy's just, like, catching touchdowns.
Yeah, dude,
hands. Touchdowns.
Dude, that dude did
dude,
drop
seriously. It. The guy's got vice grips.
Insane.
Dude,
he was nasty.
Dude, honestly, though, I want to talk about Kyler Murray's contract for a second. Do we like it? Do we not like it? Is he worth it? Like, what do we think here? I want to hear McGuire's take on this. To start off.
I'm not going to lie. I told you guys, but I lost track of time. Ended up having to, like, eat chicken wings in, like 5 minutes, dude. Okay. I was just, like, shoving them down my throat, and I just didn't have time to look up the contract. I remember it's, like a massive deal.
Yeah,
I
it's, like, $400 million, right, Joe?
Over 4 years. Like, yeah.
And yeah.
Okay, like, $800 million over, like, 6 years.
Yeah, but he, like, signed the deal, and, like, he agreed to the thing where they were making him watch, like, at least, like,
yeah, but then everyone was freaking out about it, so they canceled it. Did you see that today?
Yeah. But, like, he signed the deal, and, like, he agreed to all that stuff, and then, like, 2 days later, he's like, you know what? I don't like that deal anymore. I don't want to, like, be, like, in charge of, like,
having to watch 4 hours of film. Yeah, so they took it out of his contract.
Like, you already signed the deal. Like, why wouldn't you just, like, fight that at the time?
Correct.
Instead of, like
that's on
it happen.
That's on his agent. Okay, that's on his agent.
Dude, no, that's on him.
That's on him, but it's also on his agent.
But it's about him watching film. Like, he could have been like,
correct.
You know
he
what?
Should
like,
have just been like,
I'm be in my contract.
It's also not
like,
that big of a deal.
Film.
Like, yeah, the, you should be able to just watch film and not have like,
yeah, and it's
that's
4 hours.
Of your job.
So why do you even need to like fight that? Like,
it's
literally it's
part
nothing.
Of your job. It's literally you have to watch film. Like,
and like guaranteed like $40 million if you watch
correct.
Film.
The fact like, that you're the fact that you complain about watching film tells me that you don't want to watch film.
Dude, they probably took it out of his contract because he's getting flamed by 12-year-olds on the internet.
He was getting flamed, and that's
he
why
was getting
he
ruined.
To the team and
guys
was like,
making,
yeah,
like,
I can't handle this. I can't handle it.
I saw that it was just like they took it out because there was so much. I said that they took it out because it was just so much like press on it. That's why that's what I saw. Like they just took it out like proactively.
No, but he
so
he went
press.
To the team and like argued for it to be get like taken out.
It's fuck. It's a joke. Yeah, I mean, in all seriousness, I think he is worth the money.
Yeah, oh, I completely agree, dude. He's.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going by fantasy right now, but he was so good for my fantasy football team last year, and I like seeing his numbers, dude. And just watching him play, his pocket awareness
it's just
is
so
unreal.
Short. I mean, it's just
it's,
so tough.
Dude, it's like playing Madden with him, and speed is like 99. He's just running around.
The problem
like
is he can't stay. But the problem is he just can't stay in the pocket for that long because he can't see over anyone.
Yeah.
Like that's not even that's honestly
no.
Not even
and
insult.
He moves his feet
that's
too much.
Legitimately,
like,
yeah, he does.
He's
that's legitimately
moving.
True. Like if you stay in the pocket for too long and it collapses on you, you can't. You're not tall enough to see over everyone, and you literally can't see what's happening. So you have to run out to see. And that's not even like that's literally true. Like if
no,
you're in the pocket and you have to, you can't see anything. You're fucking 5'8". Like you,
they're
like,
paying this guy $300 million, and they have to be able to invest in those like inserts that you put under your heels. Just get them like that much taller.
Yeah, get some
5'10". Completely different story. That guy can see everything.
Some PEDs, put some lifts in.
Yeah, dude. Get him still. Guy be running around everyone.
Yeah, but I think the Cardinals are going to be good. They did had some good moves this offseason. I do want to jump into some...
That's a tough division, though.
Tough division, but I do want to jump into some predictions. I want to start with Rookie of the Year.
Oh, I got can I go?
Yeah, Higgy can go first.
Yeah, I like Aiden Hutchinson.
That's a good pick. I don't
the Lions.
Pick.
I think
but
like
it's
with...
the Lions. The problem is the Lions. Like he has to
no,
really stand
with,
out.
With Campbell as their coach, he's literally like wants the defense to kill people. He literally
yeah,
said
he was a
he
tight end
them
coach
to,
years.
To bite the kneecaps off of the other team last year.
Correct, but he was a tight end coach. Like his specialty is in offense and tight ends.
Yeah, but he was a defensive player.
It's true. I just don't like with teams like that, like, you can't be, like, really good. You have to be fucking
insane.
What about,
like, Calvin Johnson? But
the Lions with Calvin Johnson were decent.
No, like, they had a no-win season with him.
No. But for the most part, like, they were, like, playoff contenders. Like, they were barely playoff contenders every year. Like, they would still make
it. No, they were not.
They would make it interesting. They made the playoffs a couple times.
They were getting, like, maybe 6 wins a season.
No. What I'm saying is, as a rookie, though, especially, like, you really have to fucking stand out, you know, like, more than you, like, you have to on a really good team.
But their defense is only going to stand out because you have Jared Goff as your quarterback. Yeah. He's not going to do shit. And so you're only going to
hear Swift is good, though. I like Swift. Like,
doing shit.
McGuire, what's your pick?
How about Kenny Pickett, dude?
That's who I was thinking.
I like that.
I like
for
that
the Steelers.
Pick. I like that pick a lot.
But the question is Trubisky going to start off the season?
I like Trubisky though too.
I think it's going to be like the Patriots last year where they had Cam Newton in and Mac Jones was just throwing all around him.
God, that was so dumb.
Up. Dude, Kenny Pickett's going to surprise everyone. Mm, well, I mean, yeah. Not really a surprise. He's first overall, but
yeah.
I think he's gonna get the job. I think they're gonna.
I keep seeing so much about people like shitting on like his arm strength, but like I don't know. I think that's just a lot of people.
No, his hands. People are showing his hands. His hands took him the ball.
No, they were his hands are like his arm strength wasn't gonna. Last
no,
the
but there
season.
Was a huge issue before the draft that like scouts were looking at his hands. They were like 11 inches or something, and they were like technically way too small. People were freaking out. Like he was supposed to be a top 10 draft pick, but honestly, like that, like destroyed his draft because of his hands are too small. I mean, that's like it's actually what happened.
Yeah, good thing you couldn't play in college, though.
You know, when you're like at a new job and you're like trying to like impress people, and you're like, boss is like, oh, like, can you get this done? You're like, oh, yeah, I can do that. Yeah, like everyone's talking to him, like, can you like get your hands a little bigger? He's like, oh, yeah, I'm like talking to like surgeons, like,
yeah I got surgeon. That.
But just like
he
promising
say
shit
that,
that's
like
impossible.
Growed. He said it like growed over the span of a year. He's like, look at my hands now. I don't know how that works. Like, you're also like 23. Like, I don't know about how
you're 23 and your hands just suddenly grow. You suddenly hit puberty at 23.
Yeah, that's bizarre.
Yeah, I need the growth spurt, I guess.
But I mean, my rookie of the year pick is obviously going to be Chris Olave of the Saints. I think he's Chris Olave of the Saints, wide receiver, Ohio State.
Of the Saints?
Yes, but
with Michael Thomas back?
For not a Saints pick, I will go with the Gardner guy, Sauce Gardner. From the Jets, Sauce Gardner.
I mean, Zach Wilson's a dog.
No, he's a fourth overall pick from the Jets. He's a CB coming from Cincinnati. He is supposed to be fucked. He's supposed to be unbelievable. I like him a lot. I think like if it's not a Saints player, like that's my pick. For rookie
I like him better than your fourth round Saints pick, though.
Fourth round Saints pick. Do you even know who that is?
The guy you just said. I don't even know. It doesn't even matter. It's not
it was
for
first round.
Like
we
years,
traded up
so.
To get him. Chris Olave, we traded up to get him.
Oh, that's sad. You guys had to trade up to get him?
He's good. He's going to be great. I'll never get Higgy.
You guys traded up to get a wide receiver when you got Michael Thomas coming back.
Correct. We needed somebody
that
else.
That doesn't really show much confidence in Michael Thomas lasting a full season, does it?
Higgy thinks I'm like if he Higgy's this dense that he thinks.
But
like,
no, listen to me.
I'm never going
to. If you're trading up to draft a wide receiver when you have like arguably the number one wide receiver in the league coming back from an injury, like doesn't it show that they don't really have like much trust in him coming back to 100%?
Let me ask you a question: do NFL teams only have one good wide receiver? No, of course not.
Well, I mean, do they only have Michael Thomas?
Before we drafted Olave, yes. Before we drafted Olave, yeah, correct.
And they sucked. And you were saying they were a good team.
No, our receiver core was the worst in the NFL. And now I think it's phenomenal. We have Jarvis, we have him, we have Olave. It's good. Like before
the
that, it was terrible.
Did something.
We need somebody else.
They did something. You know, they tried to make the team better.
Thank
Joe,
you.
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
If say Michael Thomas does not get hurt all season, how do you think he ranks among like the other receivers?
I mean, I think he's top five, no question. I think before he was hurt, he was number one. That's not even a question. 2019, he was the number one. You can't even me because you look at the rankings. 2019, he was the number one. Like he was number one.
But what year is it?
Oh, I'm not saying that. I'm saying he if he doesn't get hurt and he does what he does,
Jarvis Landry was like a top three wide receiver like 6 years ago.
I'm not talking about Jarvis Landry. I'm just talking about if you look.
Jarvis Landry.
I'm talking about if you looked at what it was 3 years ago. He was top five before he got hurt. He was number one before he got hurt. But now I'm saying he could be top five if he stays healthy. Who knows? But he's still a phenomenal player, young guy.
But they do have a lot more weapons now than they did when he was like the number one. So I mean, they're still gonna pass him a lot.
I mean, we had Ginn, we had a good tight end.
Ginn was towards the end of his career.
Ginn was good. Ginn was good. We had
Ginn was like 38.
Jared Cook. We had still a lot of players though. That were still. Yeah, I mean, we still had a lot of people. I mean, we had Emmanuel Sanders. We still had weapons that around. Around Drew Brees. That like we also had Drew Brees. Like, it's like.
Yeah, that's fucking. Oh wait, but fucking dude, Jameis Winston, dude, he's gonna be hawking the ball to Michael Thomas.
That's like, what I'm saying. Like, who knows? He's
a fucking beast.
That's what I'm saying. Like, who knows?
Dude, I'm so hyped for Jameis Winston.
I like that you're hyped for Jameis Winston.
Oh, dude, Jameis Winston is like a top five quarterback in the league, dude, and everyone shits on him.
Thank you, Higgy. Thank you.
I like Higgy hopping on the train.
Now. Higgy, dude, fucking literally shits on everyone him and he comes only right back looks. And just...
He comes around.
Dude, fucking Jameis Winston. Everyone only looks at his fucking like interceptions, but dude, he was throwing like 45 touchdowns a season.
He was a touchdown
for the fucking
touchdown Bucks. Leader, and then also
you have that fucking. Touchdown. I don't even know who their coach was even then. Fucking who
that some clown bag. I was still Bruzarians.
Yeah. But he's just telling
clown bag.
You know the ball up like Bruzarians
is a clown bag.
Hey, I just want to point out back when I was like first on the pod, we had the same conversation. Is Jameis Winston still a legit quarterback? Mm-hmm. And we were looking at his touchdown to interception rating, and it was like 30 for 30 touchdown to interceptions or correct. Something like that. It was pretty even. And I remember telling both of you, sorry, fucks, that he was going to be good and that you guys had to trust in him.
I have liked Jameis Winston, dude, for like so long. Oh my god, dude! I used to draft him every single year.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I used to shit on Jameis Winston because he was in the Bucks, obviously. But now I love him. I love him. I gotta love him. He's
my Jameis Winston's a savage, though, dude. Like literally, he gets like eye surgery because his interceptions are too high. Like, what are you talking about?
He's a much better QB.
Like, I haven't been able to see in like 6 years. What?
What is that? So popular in the room too.
What does that even mean?
The video,
dude, his videos
on the crutches. He's just like Jameis
dancing. Dude, literally day after he's like out for season, he's just dancing.
Oh, my favorite is when they were going through like in practice last year, they were going through like the gauntlet where it was like this like massive like machine, and Alvin Kamara went through it. You remember this? Alvin Kamara went through it no problem. Mark Ingram went through it no problem. And then Jameis Winston tried to go through it, and he was, like, getting thrown around like a bag of balls. And he stumbled and, like, fell over. Dude, that was the funniest shit. He is literally the king of the internet. Like, it was so good. he's just so funny. Oh,
imagine him what is it, the Oklahoma drill? Where you, like, lay on your back and then get up.
Oh, my God, you get laid out.
Yeah, just ran into each other.
Remember, I was watching a video today where when he was at FSU. He said... to somebody, he like was screaming to somebody like before a game, like fucker right in the pussy, and he got remember that?
Yeah.
He got suspended for a game, and then he tried to he suited up,
yeah, he
went
up on
the
field
and like tried to hide away from his coach, and his coach came on the field and saw him. He's like, "What the fuck are you doing? You're suspended. You can't like, play." And he got pissed. Back, and James, like, what are you talking about? He started yelling at him.
Jameis
the clubhouse, dude.
He just shows up on the field every game and just sitting there, just jersey on, just like, yeah, I'm just chilling. They're like, no, care,
so
dude.
Good. So good. But I do want to move on to just keep this podcast going. Quickly, comeback player of the year. Obviously, I have either Michael Thomas or Jameis Winston. Matt McGuire.
Sam Bradford.
Sam Bradford?
Huge comeback this season. He's going to get signed by the Lions midway through the season.
Give me an actual answer. Crashed. McGuire, give me an actual answer.
Comeback player of the year. I forgot to look this one up too.
Dude, Sam Bradford, though.
But I do like – oh, fuck, what's that kid's name? Oh, my God, I had it and I lost it. I hate ADHD sometimes.
Baker. I like Baker. Let's go, Baker. I'll pick Baker. I like Baker Mayfield this year.
Come back.
Come back.
Played last year.
Sam Darnold. No way he starts.
You're going to start Baker Mayfield because he actually has some potential.
I mean, Derrick Henry is definitely a favorite to become my player of the year. He was out, like, pretty much the entire year last year.
I know, but you can't call him comeback player of the year. He's fucking nasty anyway, dude. He's going to come back and, like, just score, like, 30 touchdowns, and everyone's going to be like, oh, comeback player of the year. No.
All right.
Dude, he's fucking nasty no matter what.
MVP. Who's the MVP? I don't know. This is a tough one. I see a lot of people being this, like, in the conversation with MVP more than normal. Yeah. I think there's, like, usually it's a standout player or, like, one or two people. I honestly, this year, I think it's going to be, like, four or five that are, like, really. I think it's one of those years where it's just, like, so many people are going to stand out. But
who do you think is going to have the biggest decline?
Biggest decline?
Ooh. I like that.
That's a good question. I mean, I
like
Jonathan Taylor. Well, I mean, the ceiling for Jonathan Taylor is you can only go down from what he had last year. I mean,
I don't think like
Woods could be comeback player. Robert Woods could be comeback player of the year.
Yeah,
yeah,
he's gonna be good. He's always been a good player.
He's gonna be nasty, dude.
Yeah,
I like DeAndre Swift.
That's a good call. Yeah, that's a great call. He got hurt last year, right?
Yeah, he did.
He's
under the radar.
Or what about the guy from the Ravens? The running back from the Ravens. What's his fucking face? The guy that got hurt last year is supposed to be nuts.
Oh my God. I know who you're talking about. I don't remember his name either, though.
I gotta look it up. But he's supposed to be fucked.
Everyone is
J.K. Dobbins. J.K. Dobbins. He got
before
training camp.
Facts.
And he was supposed to be, like, nuts.
Yeah.
And, like, his training videos this year, like, this offseason have looked insane.
Dude.
Like,
they're going to have an insane comeback season this year.
They had so many injuries.
Dude, Mark Andrews, like, couldn't catch, and he was, like, missing games and, like, just couldn't.
They got rid of, what's his name? Hollywood Brown. He's in the Cardinals.
Yeah. That's tough.
How do you think the Raiders do this year?
Dude, I like the
Josh
Raiders.
McDaniel.
They look good.
I like the Raiders. They look good.
They're
Hunter Renfrow.
You got Adams. You got
like
Adams
sneaky
too.
Good team.
You got Adams.
Hunter Renfrow was a beast. Hunter Renfrow was like the number one target for them, and he just could still like go off. And now you got fucking Davante Adams, and no one's gonna like cover Renfrow as much.
Midseason
so
pickup.
Still gonna be able to throw
to last year.
Davante Adams, and he's gonna
That's
like
nuts.
Go ham on everything, like no matter who's covering him, and then fucking. Hunter Renfrow is just going to be wide open, like, every time.
Yeah, he's nasty, dude.
Who's the Super Bowl champ?
Not the Ravens. Sorry. Not Kansas City either.
No, not Kansas City. Not Tampa Bay.
Slow down. I want to say Tom. Did you see that stat? It's every time Jennifer Lopez gets married, the following year, Tom Brady wins the Super Bowl. Jennifer Lopez just got remarried to Ben Affleck or whoever. Yeah. I think it was Jennifer Lopez. Guess what? Tom Brady, final year, most likely.
Jennifer Lopez.
Win the Super Bowl.
Did she fucking marry Ben Affleck?
Yeah, dude. Every year.
Just now.
Every year that she gets married to someone, Tom Brady wins the Super Bowl next year. Place your bets. I'm all in.
You're fucked, then.
With Julio, they got Julio this year, dude. I don't understand that.
Dude,
they got
Julio's
Mike
nasty.
Evans, Julio Jones, and fucking Chris Godwin.
Julio was nasty. I honestly, he could be comeback player of the year.
Yeah. Calvin Ridley is missing the whole season this year. That's gonna be a huge blow to the Falcons.
Dude, this whole section of the podcast is just that meme where it's like guys can literally just say random sports players' names and just keep the conversation going.
Literally.
Dude, but Calvin Ridley made
Calvin
like a
blows,
seven
dude.
A seven game a seven like team parlay last year during the season. It lost.
He
didn't pick his own
Falcons.
Team.
He
and he still got suspended for a full season.
What a joke.
I mean, it's illegal to bet on sports if you're an NFL player. I mean, that's just what
I know. I know.
Or if you live in Massachusetts, which sucks.
That
yeah,
is
but
true.
Joe goes against those rules.
Every day.
Like a joke, dude.
We'll save the NBA topics for later. I guess this podcast is getting a little long.
Yeah.
But our last two topics here, I want to talk about who's the overall first pick in the fantasy draft this year. I don't know. I think it'll be Jonathan Taylor, but it's a question mark. I mean, CMC is always top three, but I don't think I could draft CMC.
It's going to be a scary draft this year. It's going to be so scary.
There's, like, not a legit overall first. Like, every year is always, like, oh, yeah, obviously, it's always obvious. Like, last year, Derek
Henry's always obvious pick.
Now it's like, this year's like, do I really want to draft Jonathan Taylor first? No, I don't want to do that. Can't draft CMC. Like
how long does CMC drop or Saquon drop until you're like, okay, like, this is a good place
to draft him? It's time to get them, yeah.
Because it's scary. It's scary. Like, even at 7, I don't know if I draft either of them because there's so many people still out there. Like, do I really want to risk, like, basically knowing that they're probably going to get injured?
Yeah.
But knowing that, like, if they don't, they're just an animal.
I feel like this is one of those years where, like, after the first round, the draft is so hard. Just like, yeah. You're trying, like, we were just talking about who's going to be comeback player of the year. And who's not going to be, and who's going to just have a horrible season? I feel like it's so up in the air right now. So many different coaching changes around the league.
Yeah,
it's a complete mess.
It's a complete different league than last year.
I don't know who I'm drafting. Like, I have no idea. I'm doing research. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't. I still don't know, dude. It's so like, I don't know.
Yeah,
scary time to play fantasy football.
It's a scary time. I mean,
it's a scary time. Of the first, like, have a late pick because if you have 12 and fucking CMC and Saquon are still there, how do you not take both of them?
Dude, but
at the same time, how do you leave both of them on the thing for like the wraparound, like for second round? Like, do you really want to leave both of them for someone else in the second round to grab CMC or Saquon, or do you want to take them back to back?
It's a toss up, dude. I had the same conversation with my dad, and my dad's like, I'm not taking them, I won't do
I
it.
Would, I wouldn't, be like I can't take them. Dude. I've taken CMC and Saquon the past, like, 3 years, or, like, one of them, and they've just not played.
Dude, what about Odell? Odell kind of, like, snuck back up in the rankings last year.
He's not on a team right now.
No?
On a team right now.
No. I keep seeing stuff about him coming to the Pats. Like, I mean, he's not going to get as much money as he wants.
Maybe that's the move.
Like he likes Belichick. Belichick like likes him. He's talked about him before. It's like one of those things where like, why wouldn't they just take a risk on him for 1 year, pay him like whatever amount? You don't need to pay him that much. It's only a season.
Injury prone. Odell was on like, two teams. He tore his ACL in the very last in February. Like it's just tough to bet on a guy that's not completely healthy. Just tore his ACL. Doesn't know the recovery process. It's tough. That's why he's not on a team right now. Obviously, he had a great year. Comp year, but the fact that he tore his ACL in fucking February, it's not easy to be like, all right, hop on. Yeah, like he's still in a recovery process.
When did he tear his ACL?
Super Bowl. Yeah.
It was the Super Bowl game.
Fuck it. Yeah, dude. Oh my God.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's just so tough to be like, all right.
Dude, holy fuck. I forgot about that.
That's what I'm saying. He tore it in the Super Bowl. So it's just so tough. Yeah.
He was going off too, wasn't he?
Yeah, he had the first touchdown.
Touchdown of the game. I bet
a lot of times that he would be the first touchdown in the game, and he just always was. He had an unbelievable year, but it's just so tough right now. It's like if he didn't tour his ACL, he would be hot fucking topic. But he's not. But
I think he will be. I think he'll be good. I think
he's just got to have a recovery. Like, that's just
he's gonna
problem.
Be a sneaky late round pickup.
Yeah. Oh, but the Bucks just lost their center, so that's tough.
He should be okay. Brady.
Tough for Brady. That is so.
Yeah, tough. I mean, I like him. I like Jensen too. I never really wish for.
He's a center like that Brady is comfortable with, and now he has to change it up. Random.
Jensen's good. Jensen's good.
The backup.
Dude, I feel like
it's tough.
I feel like everything's tough for Brady right now.
No, Jesus.
Like, walking on the field, guy's like 96 years old.
So you fucking got Julio Jones, Mike Evans, and Chris Godwin to just like huck it up there, and one of them will obviously catch it.
Yeah, for us to be a beast.
He's gonna be in a wheelchair, just like tossing the ball to wherever. Yeah.
Oh my god!
Just free space.
Did you see the thing about? Okay, this is off topic, but fucking like, they were saying that they wanted to allow Tiger Woods to be in a wheelchair, and like have him be able to use a cart when he's at the PGA because he's getting so injury prone.
Imagine Tiger would get that kind of special treatment. If anyone was
so dumb.
100%. Dude, I'm all for it. The PGA needs anything right now.
I know.
Struggling.
All right, Joe, let's move on to the LIV Golf. Fuck the LIV Golf.
All right, well, hold on.
Fuck Saudi Arabia.
Wait. All right. Fuck those. I want to talk about one last talking point from the NFL move on to LIV Golf, and then LIV Golf will be our last talking point. But I want to talk about Trey Lance versus Jimmy G. Higgy, I think Higgy, you added in this. I thought it was phenomenal.
I think it's stupid.
I just thought it was a phenomenal talking point, so I want to talk about this.
I think it's so dumb. You literally make a Super Bowl 2 years ago with Jimmy G. And then you trade up to draft a quarterback for literally no reason. Why can't you just, like, grab another piece for Jimmy G? Like, he's a solid quarterback. He brought your team to a Super Bowl 2 years ago. He brought your team to another playoff game and almost another Super Bowl this year.
Well, they run the ball a lot. Like, that's part of the, like, reason with Jimmy G, where it's, like, if you look at the amount of percentages they run the ball and the amount of production the running backs get from the 49ers compared to the production Jimmy G brings.
Yeah, but do you see their wide, like, who do they have for wide receivers?
Correct. I mean, it's true. I don't think they have the weapons. Like, I think Trey Lance is going to go in and just suck for the first year because they have the weapons.
He doesn't have the weapons. They're going to change the system to, like, a throwing system, and they don't have the weapons from the throw to.
Yeah.
So it's, like, one of those things where, like, you keep Jimmy G until, like, you grab enough weapons, so then you're like, okay, let's maybe move on to another quarterback.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I mean, I'm not a Jimmy G guy, but they made the decision to draft Trey Lance at this point. Like, you have to start him this year. Like, you just have to. And he's coming off an injury. Like, it's just time for Jimmy G to go, I guess.
I know. But, like, what are they going to do with him?
They're going to trade him. I think Seattle is the only real possibility. Like, they're not going to go Drew Lock. Like, if you go Drew Lock, like, it's your and season's
they,
over.
They just lost Chris Carson, too, the Seahawks.
Chris Carson's done. Yep.
That is sad. He only played, like, 5 seasons.
McGuire, what are your thoughts?
Too. I've always been a Jimmy G guy. Really? I think, ever since he was on the Pats. Maybe I'm just biased, but I don't know.
When he came in for those 2 games with the Pats when Brady was out and won them, that was just fucking unbelievable.
So good, dude. That was unbelievable. Such a young guy. I think if as long as he has weapons around him, like last year he had Debo, and dude, that connection was unreal. Like, obviously,
yeah,
not
Debo was really good last year.
Yeah, obviously, not every receiver is Debo Samuel, but like, you give this guy weapons, you give him confidence, and you just give him like a good system to work in. And I think he thrives, honestly.
Yeah,
I think he's got so much potential that just experts aren't even looking at.
Yeah, Seattle would be scary though. With DK Metcalf over there and Jimmy G and their running game, like they got a good defense over there too.
If Jimmy G goes to Seattle, I'll buy a T-shirt. Jimmy G T-shirt.
You could never wear a Seattle Seahawks shirt ever.
No, I couldn't.
Dude, I'd trash just so.
Yeah, I'd probably burn it before I ended up wearing.
Oh my god! Do you see whatever Russell Wilson show up to like his own like whatever and wearing his own jersey?
He's a good dude.
How are you like? Do you have that big of an ego? You wear your own jersey to like your whatever thing, like training camp. Like everyone's showing up in different like jerseys, like different teams, like different sports. He shows up in his own Broncos Russell Wilson jersey. Like he's a show off. Like fucking everyone knows you're Russell Wilson. You don't need to wear your own jersey around.
I kind of like it, dude. It's kind of funny,
dude. He's a psychopath.
Rush?
He's a psychopath.
He's a secret psychopath. Like
low key, I guess. I've always been a Russ fan. He's a competitor. No Not matter Rush. What, he's a competitor.
He's a huge bitch.
It's also you're the deal, bro.
Alright boys, this is a great pod. Let's wrap
up. No, we gotta go on to LIV Golf. Let's go to LIV Golf.
Dude,
fuck LIV Golf.
You from the top
quick
all
golf.
Of these players that literally like 60
minute pop.
Dude, I don't give a fuck. LIV Golf fucking blows. Dude, all these like
LIV Golf.
Literally
go ahead.
Half of these PGA players like last like 2 years have been talking about like oh dude the freedom like in the US like all this stuff like fuck oppression all this stupid bullshit and then they're like you know what let's just take money from Saudi Arabia which doesn't let women do fucking jack shit. Who literally let women drive cars 2 years ago And they're like, yeah, no, this is a good idea. Let's just sign with them. Who can, like, they're
good.
Yeah,
a lot of people
there.
Are
what
going.
What the fuck are you even talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, I'm going over there. Brooks.
Dude,
Bell,
like, DeChambeau. Dude, DeChambeau. Fucking, like, yeah, it's all, like, literally, it's so dumb.
A lot
like,
of people went over there.
How do you have no, like, moral, like, standards at all?
It's, but they're think, paying like, them, Higgy, the they're paying them
but,
so much
no,
fucking
I know,
money,
but
bro.
But listen, you're playing in the PGA. You play 75th, you're getting like $150,000.
Yeah.
You play
yeah,
literally
but,
like
no, but
30 questions.
Upfront fee is
I mean, you
like you're
like
paying them to join their league. They're paying them to join their league. That's the problem. Like the amount of money that they're going to pass up on, like they're paying them so much money. It's all the money.
I
dude.
Know, but like at the same, like, but just
imagine
like,
some guy coming up to you, Higgy, being like, all right, we're gonna pay you offer it $100 million to play golf.
Yeah, I'm gonna offer you $100 million, but I have my wife in the car right now and she can't leave her car because I don't want her to.
I mean that's but well now I feel like an asshole. But like
yeah, that's what it is. That's literally what it is. That's literally what it is. My wife is at home because she can't leave the house because she's cooking dinner for me and she can't drive a car because she's a woman. But here's $100 million if you want to come play for me.
It's
fucked.
It's well, the people behind it are that. That's the thing. But no. Hear me.
The
out,
people
me
the
out.
People behind the league are fucked up. So let's just
where the money is coming from is fucked up. LIV Golf and like the brand is like it's not
run by like the Saudi government.
No, the money is from the Saudi government.
Yes. The money is from the Saudi government.
But
money is from
but
the
money
South
is money.
It literally
is.
Oppresses every
money's
single
money.
Person.
That's
but
the,
like
that's the bottom line. It's I don't agree with like everything that's happening in Saudi Arabia with the women that just found out they could drive. Like that's insane. But it money's money. That it's the bottom money. Line with everything. It's so unfortunate.
Money's money.
But that's how it is.
It's just so fucking dumb. And Charles.
All right.
On about like how he wants some money to like be there for like Charles Barkley. Shut the fuck up.
Charles Barkley
like
sucks.
you literally like don't even know what the sport of golf is. Like I've like
his swing is there, his swing is a whole different top of conversation. His swing is a nightmare. Swing
used to be no, he fixed it.
Nah, swing sucks. Swing
yeah, sucks. He fixed
yeah,
it.
Okay, yeah,
like
yeah.
200.
I'm on board.
All right, Maddie, dude, it's honestly, it's always a pleasure having you on. Love hey, having buddy. You on. It's great to start the season with Maddie Matt on this. He's a great guy. Hey,
you,
always a pleasure. You. Great podcast, boys. Tune in. Season fucking 3 is on fire. We're going to get this pod
Let's
going.
Go.
We got a next episode coming in the next 2 days. No question. Maddie Matt will be in conversation. All right, brother.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Thanks, boys. Great podcast. Peace out.
Great podcast, boys.